Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Thought I'd bring you up to speed. Hi, it has been a while, and I feel like, you know, the blogger from 2011 who kept on coming back sporadically saying, sorry, it's been a while. What can I say? You know, I have really spent the last, whatever it is, 4 weeks hiding from the fact that I didn't start to exercise every day. No, sure, it's the truth, but it's not why. Anyway, I am ready to make a comeback. I'm off to Bali on Sunday, so I need to take a little bit of downtime for my family. And look, summer was just crazy. You know, January just, I blinked and I missed it. And I had planned on getting Carlosophies, you know, I had planned on taking really January off to focus on getting ready for the year, and it just kind of leaked into February, and now it's like, you know, part of the way through February. It's like the 12th today, and I'm off to Bali for 10 days on Sunday. So, you know, I haven't really got the time to focus on doing the editing and doing the stuff that needs to happen in order to get my interviews back up and running. But I do have some really exciting interviews sitting there ready to edit, and I'll get to them as soon as I'm back from Bali and things settle back in. So today I wanted to talk to you. That was a really long-winded intro explaining why I've been absent. But today what I really wanted to talk to you about was just this shift that happened to me recently. You know, I felt like I was kind of stuck in overwhelm. You know, I was waiting to launch and I just felt like I was stagnating and I couldn't really figure out why. And, you know, and I feel like I've been stagnant. Like, I mean, I started Radcasters, you know, I launched it. It's all been very good. It's been, you know, quite successful, I guess. And I am really kind of, you know, I just felt like it had been stalling since then. And me stalling on launching it and getting my sales funnel in place and working out what my opt-in was. And like, it's all just been kind of, and really putting myself out there, you know, I've been kind of hiding away, and I was ready to start getting more momentum and traction. So I had a healing with Renee Longworth, and she did a healing on my office space, and she picked up in that healing that there was a lot of clutter around and a lot of things kind of there that didn't really need to be, and that the space wasn't very joyful and it should be more representing, you know, how I want to feel. And it certainly didn't do that. And there was a lot of stuff hiding away. You know, there were bills from, like, God, the 90s, like phone bills from the 90s, my tax returns from pretty much my entire working history. Well, not really, from the late 90s on, I had all the tax returns. Just shit that I didn't really want to deal with too. I was a big head in the sand kind of person when it came to money stuff, so I wouldn't open bills. They'd just go in a box unopened and I'd try and avoid them at all costs. But that wasn't really working for me, so I changed things around. But there's still like all this stuff, all the office collective stuff, like all the paperwork, the lease, you know. I mean, I finished the lease, but I still had the lease, my partnership agreement, you know, the membership forms, all that shit I still had. And I felt like it was energetically kind of tying me back and holding me back. So I decided to do a big declutter, and I pretty much removed everything from my office. and put back only the things that need to be in there or that bring me joy, you know? So, so that was a big process. And from then, honestly, things have just shifted big time. And I don't know if it's that, you know, energetic burning of the past, releasing like the chains that are kind of holding me back, but something huge has shifted. And I've started getting momentum and people are coming to me going, what are you doing? Like, you're everywhere. And, you know, and people are starting to approach me to guest on their own podcasts and they're wanting to engage with me and people are wanting to, you know, buy from me. And it's just been really interesting. So I guess like in the last week or so, you know, I decided I was going to run microphone workshops to teach people how to use their microphones properly, because like I drove up the coast the other day and I downloaded 6 podcasts that I hadn't listened to before and 5 of them were shit. Like 5 of them were pretty much unlistenable. So, you know, and most of it was mic technique, very simple, simple things that could be done to, you know, make their podcast sound like 10 million times better. And so I just started recording videos on stuff like how to use the Yeti properly. You know, here's a, you know, backstage tour of my studio so I can show you that you don't have to have millions of dollars worth of equipment to make good quality sound. You can do it with what you have, you know. And so I ran an online workshop and, you know, it wasn't like a huge success. I had 2 people show up, which is better than none. And I had the best time. You know, I ended up doing really 2 one-on-ones back to back, showing people how to use their microphone. And they got incredible value out of it and they loved it, you know. And then I just started focusing more on really providing people with what they need to make good quality audio and trusting that they'll find me and they'll interact with me and, you know, they'll eventually buy from me if that's, you know, what they want to do. But, you know, I just lost the pressure. I lost the pressure. I lost the need for success to look a certain way. I've just dumped all those expectations. And instead, I'm really focusing on what was my, you know, word for 2016 and the word that I, or the phrase I want to live by this year. And that is really delighting myself and delighting others. And, you know, cutting ties with my past and really honestly letting go. Not only does it feel like a huge weight has lifted, like it's really nice to know there's no shit hiding away, you know? So, and I have no doubt that it has been a big part in the shift of momentum and traction. You know, I've said before, intention is everything. And I think when you set a big intention, like I want to delight myself and those around me, and you really align to that intention or that intent, shit really happens. Intention, it's like such an incredible, not tool, but kind of a tool. Anyway, I'm a bit of a tool. So the point. Okay, let's get to the point. Let's get to the takeaway. I want you to have a think about, where is this shit in your life? Where are the bags of shit or the drawers full of shit that are hiding away that you don't need in your life anymore? You know, we've all heard about creating space and decluttering and all that kind of jazz. And, you know, that KonMari, I think it is, the method for decluttering is really big right now. And it's about bringing things like only having, like your decluttering method really is looking at something and say, does this bring me joy? And if it does, keep it. If it doesn't, let it go. And it's interesting because it seems like a really simple concept, right? But it is actually quite painful because you should be asking yourself, is this process bringing me joy? Long term, yes. But short term, you know, when you're looking at that top and it has, or, you know, you're looking at that top and it has a lot of sentimental values to it. Does it bring you joy? Could you live without it? Like, yeah. So why hang on to it? And I think sometimes you think, but then if I threw out everything that didn't bring me joy, I'd have nothing. But there is never nothing. There is always something. And in nothing, even in nothing, there's something, you know? You have to create space. If your intent is to only have things in your life that bring you joy, then, you know, start aligning to that intent. And what will happen is the universe will back you up in that. So it'll start bringing you things to fill that space that bring you joy. But I think the hardest part is that trusting, right? So trusting that, you know, like while I was burning the Office Collective stuff and really doing a hardcore declutter, you know, was I worried that, oh, I might need that though. What if someone, yeah. But is that a reason to hang on to something in case you need something 5 years from now? Would you be better off just getting rid of it? Passing it on to someone else who does actually need it and creating space for something better to come along. Because if you don't have what it is, you don't have it. So it doesn't really matter, does it? It's really a fear-based thing, hanging on to things. And when you start to let that go, you kind of let the fear go too. Because once it's gone, it's gone. I mean, but the universe tests you. Let me tell you about the burning, the sacrimonious burning. So I got a mountain. It was a mountain of paperwork. It was like pretty much the length of my arm. And I had a shredder. So I thought, I'll just shred it all. So I got the shredder and I started putting the paper in. And the shredder actually broke. So then I was like, oh, am I ready to let go? Is this like a sign from the universe? Am I ready to let go? I was like, I'm fucking ready. I'm gonna make this happen. So I decided to burn it because it felt better for me to be burning it anyway. It felt like it was really gone then, you know? So I have a little, what are they called? Like a Kanara wood heater. And I don't know why, because I live in a very warm climate and my house is very warm. But yeah, I have a Kanara and it was about, God, 34 degrees and humid as all fuck. But I wanted this shit gone. So I stuck the paper in the Kanara and I lit it and I watched it burn for a few minutes until it started to smolder because it was like trying to light one big log off, you know, straight off without kindling. It just doesn't work. So anyway, we ended up making it. Miko came home and sprayed some kerosene on it or something and we ended up burning it and I watched it and I took some photos and it was really freeing and really amazing and immediately I felt lighter. And, you know, that light feeling brings light. So I guess the whole point of this is really for me to ask you to identify those areas. What are you avoiding? What's hiding away? What's hiding away in the cupboards that you could let go of that could create space for something better? I think that's all I've got for you today. It feels really good to be back. It really does feel good to be back. I might even do a couple of free flows from Bali if I, you know, get some free time. We'll see. And then when I come back, I'll be absolutely diving in and editing some podcasts. So I've got a really cool one with Samantha Nolan Smith that I've got to edit. And I have some really great guests lined up. So yeah, let's ramp things back up come the end of Feb, beginning of March. And, you know, I'd love to hear from you as always. I love getting your emails. That's it from me. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.